It is Tuesday, and that means I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, it's that time of the year again where we have to start thinking about our benefits if we are working and our benefits if we're not and we're self-employed, and how that affects us this year and into next year.
Yeah, let's talk about maximizing your benefits in 2022 and beyond. Now, the first thing you need to do is do an audit of your current benefit status year to date. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is find out where you are with your deductibles and those kind of things. Make a plan to use 100% of your benefits.
Yes.
That's a challenge for some people because you may actually have to read something, Randy. You know, you may actually have to go to a website or a manual or something to find out exactly what you're covered for. But you're paying for it and your company is, so I encourage you to do that. And the other thing to remember is your HR department can be an ally when it comes to this. They generally can make it real easy for you. The main thing I want to say is, you know, money smart life habit is we don't leave money on the table.
Exactly.
And if you're not using 100% of your benefits, you're leaving money on the table. Now, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average employer pays 32% of your compensation in non-wages. For the average employee, that's an additional $11.50 an hour, or it improves your wages by 46%.
Wow.
That's why we're talking about leaving money on the table. More importantly, if you're a budding entrepreneur and you're contemplating self-employment, you have to make 50% more per hour to equal what you're being paid now to come close to covering your own benefits. So if you make $20 an hour, you got to make $30 an hour as an entrepreneur in order to be able to have equal what you're getting now.
Yeah.
So consider the impact of benefits when you're considering a job change. Sometimes that what benefits are offered and how they're offered can make a big difference. Now let's look at what benefits are commonly available. And Randy, when I put this list together, I was surprised at how big it is. Now these are for people that are working for companies large and small that offer benefits.
Okay.
Health insurance, paid time off, health insurance savings account, retirement plans, maybe with an employer match even, dental insurance, disability insurance, employer paid life insurance, the employer contribution to FICA, which is the same as yours, right? They mm-hmm. have to match what you're putting into Social Security. There's tuition reimbursement available, employee stock purchase plans, unemployment insurance. There's some student loan repayment plans available from employers. And additionally, there's voluntary benefits of prepaid legal pet insurance. You can get additional life insurance, an employee discount, and gym membership.
Oh, wow, yeah.
All of that is offered, and you need to find out what your company's paying for and maximize your use of they've paid for.
Yeah.
Finally, most benefits are tax-free or tax-deferred. So a lot of that stuff you don't even pay taxes on. So once again, don't leave money on the table. Now is the time of year to develop a plan to make sure you use all of your benefits. And to make sure what benefits are available from you from the government, final tip, there's a great website called benefits.gov. Once again, that's benefits.gov. Log on to there, and you can search all the federal government programs that are available and see what's right for you.
Yeah, we just got wrapped up doing that here at our company, and I told you off the air that I did a couple of upgrades when I did some comparison work, but you do need to be able to read it and look what works for you. I even got pet insurance with this, and I can't say anything else, but that is great news for me because I don't want to have to pay it out of pocket.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you go to the vet and, you know, they don't say light numbers when you go up in there.
Nope.
Especially in an emergency situation. So once again, that's a great benefit that you don't want to leave that money on the table. So
absolutely.
I hear you.
Absolutely. Well, you can find things that me and Manta actually talk about at moneysmartlife.org, also at takecontroltuesday.com. Manta, thank you so much.
Thank you.